Conservation groups say Florida's environmental regulators ignored a decade of warning signs, including advice from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and it ultimately led to the Piney Point wastewater leak. Now they plan to file suit. The Florida Department of Environmental Protection, HRK Holdings, and the Manatee County Port Authority have all been named in the notice of intent to sue after April's leak of a phosphate gypsum stack, releasing about 215 million gallons of wastewater into Tampa Bay and prompting evacuations. Attorney Jacqueline Lopez with the Center for Biological Diversity says the suit calls for permanent closure of the site and better solutions than dumping the remaining waste into Florida's groundwater.
If we don't file this lawsuit, our concern is that the DEP and the county and HRK is going to choose the path of least resistance for getting rid of the waste that they're left managing. And deep well injection appears to be such a path.
In a statement, the Florida DEP says it's committed to holding all involved accountable, as well as ensuring permanent closure of the site. However, Lopez and other conservation groups say the suit highlights the state's negligence, which allowed the spill to occur. The groups note DEP is the primary agency for granting permits for operations at the site and allege that it ignored the advice of federal regulators to not use the site as a place to store dredge material. Lopez says all parties were aware of the risks.
Piney Point is a well-documented example of the regulatory failures of an industry, but it's not the only one. We have many other phosphate gypsum stacks in Florida that are in various stages of failing or failure.
The groups want to see more effort on cleanup alternatives, such as the phosphate industry-backed use of reverse osmosis systems to clean and filter wastewater. Other plaintiffs include the Minnesota 88, Our Children's Earth Foundation, Suncoast Waterkeeper, and Tampa Bay Waterkeeper. For Florida News Connection, I'm Tramell Gomes.